Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Are hitting the Oscars red carpet tomorrow, but the fun starts right now on Daily Pop. I am here with my two best friends today, Hanlin and Tanya Redd. All right, you guys, let's get this champagne flowing and get this party started. FYI, someone, I'm gonna need a glass with just champagne. I am a gay male, and this unnecessary sugars are not gonna ruin my weekend.
What's your ratio?
Huh?
What is your champagne to OJ ratio?
95.5.
Yeah, it's just a splash.
This is a splash. Okay,
I'm like an 80-20, 90-10 type of girl, but all right. I'm already losing things. My earpiece is gone, but you know, whatever. We're on live TV.
It's a party.
Cheers!
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 Now get ready for a red carpet and ceremony like you've never seen before. One thing that won't change, the star power. We're talking Brad Pitt, Zendaya, Regina, Reese, just to name a few. We'll have more of the stars we can't wait to see in just a minute, but first, let's get our predictions on. The competition is fierce for Best Actress in a Lead Role. Erin Lim, who was your pick?
Okay, so as much as I love Viola Davis and think she is queen and I want it for her, I really think it's gonna go to Carey Mulligan for Promising Young Woman, you guys. Did you see this film?
Yeah.
Like, I really, she served it all, and I feel like the Academy's gonna go for her.
Okay. Tanya?
Okay. I have to agree. I feel like if any of these women won, I would be very happy, but my pick is Frances McDormand. I know Erin has thoughts, but let me tell you, I love a woman as a lead in a role where she's allowed to look her age and praise for it. Like, you don't see that much in Hollywood, and I hope that she gets the recognition that she deserves.
And she might. Meryl's staying home this year, so.
Meryl is steering clear this year.
She might actually have a chance. I was originally gonna give it to Vanessa Kirby because Pieces of a Woman was such an unbelievable film, but we know that whole Oscar campaign got derailed by what was going on with Shia LaBeouf. So the only other person who could get it would be Andra Day, and we know that the Oscars loves ingenue. They love a new muse. And what she did as Billie Holiday, I feel like that's a performance that you're never going to forget. And it was her first performance, which makes it even crazier.
And she got that Globe, and that was a moment. And we do often see when you get the Globe,
you sometimes get the Oscar. Yeah, yeah,
so. I do feel like all of these women really like demand respect. Like, like there's not one nominee that I don't think honestly deserves it.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
But Tanya, tell us the real reason you chose Frances, because you low-key want to be no man woman.
Movie from the beginning, I was like, I love Nomadland. Everybody was like, what, you do? And I'm like, now it's like sweeping. I'm like, yeah.
By the way, Tanya's the white girl who sees the only one movie, and she's like, the movie's gonna win, because I saw it.
Because that's what I saw.
Best Actress in a Supporting Role is a mix of Hollywood royalty and some new blood. Erin, who do you think?
Yeo Jung-yoon for Minari. I think she's favored to win. I think she deserves to win. Minari, in my mind, is the movie that should sweep. It won't, but I think that she has a shoe-in and a sure win for this one.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, I agree with Erin, only I agree with Aaron, but I'm going to go with Maria Bakalova because I feel like...
Because you saw the movie.
You know what? I saw Minari and I loved Minari. I'm not a huge Borat fan because that type of humor isn't like, I don't get it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. We saw how blonde you were this morning.
Yes. But I feel like I love what the movie stands for and what it represents, and I love Maria's story, so
yeah.
That's where I'm going.
She was pretty epic for so young and for one of her first performances,
yeah.
And to really like balance Sacha Baron Cohen, like
yeah.
That takes real talent.
And that's what the Oscars likes. They love a new person, a new ingenue, but they also like Hollywood royalty, so I'm gonna have to go with Glenn Close. No one knows who else was in Hillbilly Elegy because she literally got on that stage
yeah.
And she rocked it. And they stole it from her for The Wife 2 years ago.
Oh my
and
God. Yeah, that was robbery!
That was the best.
And we've seen it.
Yeah.
We've seen how Hollywood will say, you know what? We should have gave it to you, Leo, for Titanic,
yeah.
But we weren't ready.
We should have given it to you, Leo, 10 times over.
Yes.
And we're
so
sorry.
We're going to go ahead and we're going to put you in a bear suit. And you're going to sleep inside of a horse. And we're going to give it to you, not because your performance was the greatest, which it was, but because we owe you one. And I think they're going to do this with Glenn Close because, you guys, if you've never seen The Wife, just fast forward the last 20 minutes.
Oh
it's some
God.
Of the best acting you've ever seen in your life.
I want to watch it actually
yeah,
later today.
That was
you
robbery.
Have to.
That was you're right. That was robbery.
Now the boys are also going to battle it out for Oscar gold. Who are you liking for actor in a leading role?
I think we can all at the same time just say who's going to be. It's got to be
win.
Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah,
without
that's
a gonna
doubt. Win.
Deserving
gonna win.
Should like hands down it will be Chadwick.
I think you're absolutely correct. I think the only thing that could derail this whole thing for Chadwick Boseman, because he swept all throughout this award show season, Riz Ahmed in The Sound of Metal. The Oscars loves a film that makes $3.55 at the box office and that puts somebody in a situation that they wouldn't normally be in. This man was a drug addict, rock star drummer who was losing his hearing. If this does not scream Charlize Theron in Monster, I don't know what else does.
I don't think you understand my obsession with Riz Ahmed.
No, like, tell us. We
no,
want
no,
to know.
I've already like DM'd him multiple times. I have...
The man is married.
No, he's married.
Tanya.
It's not even like that. It's not. I watched the movie and I was so moved. I bawled like a baby at the
yeah.
End of it because it touched it. I don't know. I just you never really put yourself in somebody's shoes like that. And like, it was such a beautifully done movie. And he just was so amazing. In
I agree
it.
With you.
I'm like, I know. I think it should go to Chadwick, and I 100% think he deserves it. But if anybody were to.
Upset it? It would be it.
It would be
you
him.
You know what? I disagree. I feel like my upset, quote unquote, but not really. Steven Yeun from Minari.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah. Oh, yeah. He's good, too.
He makes so different from what we've seen him in. He's previously on Walking Dead,
yeah.
And just, oh, so charismatic and sweet. And, I mean,
I
that was beautiful storytelling. You, yeah. You have a crush on him?
I do have a crush
when
on
When he wears
Steven.
That red
yeah.
Hat, you have a crush.
Girl,
I kind of was thinking that you would.
Don't start with me. It's too early in the morning. Okay, who's going to take home the big one for Best Picture? Tanya, who are you thinking?
I know. Okay, you guys, I'm at a toss-up, and I can't pick between the two. It's like
okay.
Picking between your children, even though I don't have children, so that's my analogy. Take it or leave it. I'm going to go Nomadland or Sound of Metal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
You guys, first of all, Sound of Metal is like...
Sound of Metal is great.
It's great. And the fact that it came out this year in a pandemic where we're all kind of adapting into a new way of living or wanting to, I feel like it was such a perfect message for what we're all going through.
You know what else yeah. I think helped Sound of Metal on this one is that it didn't come out on Netflix. Like,
really?
I feel like people are going to be like, you know what? We gave Netflix too much the last
yeah.
2 years. Let's not throw Netflix all this, you know, praise and love. I think the fact that it came out on Amazon Prime, it felt like a feature movie and not a made-for-Netflix movie.
Yeah.
And the story was something that we have never seen before. And again, like I told you, the Oscars loves a movie that makes $3.75. This movie didn't make as much, but will make a lot once it wins that Oscar. That's why I'm going with Sound of Metal.
Yeah, I am actually gonna go with Minari. I did love Sound of Metal. I just feel like it's too metal for the Academy. They're not gonna get it. They're gonna go with something a little
it's
more classic.
Too metal.
They're gonna go with Minari. And you know what? no Asian American has been nominated for an Oscar. I know we're not talking about best actor or actress anymore, but still, we need a win for the community, so I'm going Minari.
So you're having your Issa Rae moment when they're like, how'd you vote? And you were like, Asian.
Duh.
I voted Asian.
But also deserving.
I, that's why I was at Nomadland. Like, I'm like, I saw a woman in a leading role looking that way, and I was like, yes, girl.
Okay, well, Tanya, we actually have a hairstylist here and a makeup artist.
And
we're gonna actually make you look like Frances McDormand. That was the surprise. But coming up, from Angelina's leg to Reese's butt grab, it's a look at our favorite Oscar moments. Plus, the man behind Borat, but who is the real Sacha Baron Cohen? Don't go anywhere.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I mean, this is a dream come true.
Oh, that's Karen Smith. She is one of the dumbest girls you will ever meet.
Amanda Seyfried went from Mean Girls.
I want to do it over and over again. I just want to work on Mean Girls. I want them to make a TV show out of it. I don't want to let go of it.
To the Oscars red carpet.
I feel super lucky. I'm actually way more excited than nervous. I feel like it's still surreal for me.
Amanda made her Oscars debut with Robert Pattinson as a presenter in 2009. This year, she's nominated for her first Academy Award as Best Supporting Actress in Mank. And even though we don't know who will take the Oscar home, her iconic character might have an idea.
I'm kind of psychic. I have a fifth sense.
Amanda's movie, Mank, is up for 10 Oscars, including Best Picture. But the real crown jewel of this season is Sacha Baron Cohen. He is a double nominee tomorrow. He's up for Best Supporting Actor for The Trial of the Chicago 7 and Best Adapted Screenplay for Borat's subsequent movie film. These are two extremely different projects. Sacha's an extremely interesting dude. He can wear an outfit like this, but also do serious work and be an awesome husband and father. It makes you almost kind of wonder, like, who is the real Sacha Baron Cohen?
I mean, talk about multifaceted is the dude. And often you see that with, like, comedians like that who can really execute it. Yes. They're geniuses. Like, the man is brilliant. He looks like he has so much fun with Isla. I love that she's in on all of these jokes and just lets him be who he's gonna be. I interviewed him a couple years for... Gosh, oh, he did another parody comedy. I forget which one it was. One of those other crazy ones. And I was nervous to interview him because I'm like, who is this man? Is he going to pull a prank on me?
Right,
is he going to be dressed up in costume or is he going to be Sacha? And I had a conversation with Sacha Baron Cohen and he was kind of serious and just very, you know, like, he was just all about project, like, let's talk about it. And we shared a couple laughs, but he wasn't trying
we
to josh me.
Laughs.
I mean, it was like a real interview. And I was sitting across from him like, oh, my God, can I get a picture? He's
but
a cool
that's
guy,
why
though.
I think people love him and respect him in the industry, because a lot of times you come in as one thing and people only want to see you as that.
Yeah.
And the minute you put your foot in another lane and you're successful at it, you really become the belle of the ball. And I think what's really awesome about Sacha Baron Cohen is not only is he getting into character, he's creating these characters for himself.
Yeah.
He's creating this lane in Hollywood, and he's not letting his personal life lead the charge like a lot of celebrities do.
Right. I know, but you know what? I kind of take issue with that because I like knowing their personal lives. Like, I like knowing their...
That's because you're nosy.
I'm so nosy. But, like, you are an actor and you're in the limelight and you're in the spotlight. Mm. So let us in a little bit. Like, I want to know what life is like at home with you. Yes.
No, not me. I want to be able to imagine. When I see a guy on screen, like, if I ever see Michael B. Jordan on screen and he's single on screen or with somebody else, all I'm going to think about is, well, what about Lori Harvey?
Wait,
like, you know what I mean? Like,
wait,
I won't be able to move past
it. Do you know what actually happened to me during quarantine is I was watching Bridgerton and I was having all those fantasies about Reggae Jean. And I know.
As you do.
Fantasies.
Yeah. And then when I saw all those stories come out that he had a girlfriend, I like felt guilty about it.
And it ruined you.
It didn't ruin it, let me tell you, it didn't ruin it.
You still have the fantasy.
I still felt bad. bad. Like, I was like, oh, like, he has a girlfriend. Like, I shouldn't have those thoughts.
I felt more guilty that I have a husband and I was having those fantasies, but not so guilty for a casual husband.
Oh, my God. Let's move past the husbands as a single man myself. Sasha has done some wild things on the Oscars red carpet, like dressing up like a dictator. You never know what's going to happen at an awards show. And here are some of our favorite Oscar moments.
I'm just really very blessed to be here.
You know, I'm blessed and highly favored.
Can you believe this?
Jennifer Aniston and Emma Stone were all over each other back in 2015.
Gonna do it.
Another star got handsy with Jen too. Reese Witherspoon was behind the booty squeeze Jen didn't see coming.
But I didn't do it.
And Tiffany Haddish hit her first Oscars on a mission.
I'm looking forward to meeting Meryl Streep.
She jumped her red carpet rope to make it happen and then gave Meryl a shout out during the show.
Hi, Meryl. I want you to be my mama one day.
But it's still the carpet. It's still the Oscars. It's nerve-wracking, you know?
Luckily, Kate Winslet had Leo DiCaprio there by her side in 2016 to keep her calm. The two worked the cameras together, taking us back nearly 20 years to their Titanic days. We also caught this moment last year between Florence Pugh and Scarlett Johansson. The Black Widow co-stars were beaming seeing each other again. No one strikes a pose like Angelina Jolie, and she proved it at the 2012 Oscars. It was all about that leg, shooting out of that vintage Versace dress like it owned the place. But honestly, it kinda did. Angie's leg went viral, even getting its own Twitter account. Other fashionable moments we'll never forget?
I'm really excited to be here.
Lupita Nyong'o and that baby blue Prada number in 2014. Jimmy Chan, a vision in bright pink in 2019. Janelle Monáe last year in her crystal hooded Ralph Lauren. And throwing it way back to a couple of classics, Halle Berry in 2002 wearing Ellie Saab and Julia Roberts in vintage Valentino.
My niece, who's 10, she said, Aunt Julia, that dress is nice, but if you win, what are you gonna do, this? Thank you very much.
Up next, we're talking fashion, the big trends you'll see on the red carpet. Plus, we're predicting what the stars will wear. Zanna Roberts-Rossi is joining us next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The red carpet is making a major comeback tomorrow, so we've got to talk fashion. Zanna Roberts-Rossi is here to tell us everything we need to know, including the Oscars dress code.
Queensy!
Oh my gosh.
By the way, I love when celebrities and rich people get told what to do.
Oh yeah.
Like, it's my favorite thing.
And they have been told this time. Well, we're over the pajamas, we're over the hoodies on the red carpet. The nominees were sent a letter that included rules on the dress code. And it said, we're aiming for a fusion of inspirational and aspirational, which in actual words means formal's totally cool if you want to go there, but casual is really not.
Wow.
Ooh. Okay.
So what are some of the trends that we are going to see tomorrow?
Well, I've been speaking to some of the star stylists, of key people who are going, and we can expect exuberance, like bold, brilliant, wearable optimism.
Yes.
Three key trends that we're going to call out today. Mm-hmm. So space hogging skirts.
Which is probably one of my favorites. Like, if I'm gonna go to the Oscars, you are going to remember me like Billy Porter walked in with that black Christian Siriano, you know what I mean?
Right,
that's me.
Isn't it good? I mean, this is like almost fashion's answer to social distancing. No one's coming near you in this, baby, like 6 foot away.
Hey, what's the next one?
Minty fresh. Ooh, minty fresh. So here we have some, you know, we've seen a lot of black and white, we've seen a lot of color. But mint is the color of kind of this year. It's cleansing, it's soothing, it's calming.
Refreshing.
Like a walking sage stick.
For sure.
And what's the third thing that we are going to see on this red carpet?
Well, I think this set is just saying, oh, Fierce Florals. We are in at Fierce Florals,
look
right?
at us. Like, we are sitting here in Florals.
Every time Erin so gets trendy. It,
nails. I love when Zanna comes to confirm that I'm doing it.
But by the way, she steps it up when she knows you're coming. Because, like, you would have got
That's
sweatpants,
so
like a matching sweatsuit. She knew you were coming.
I've never seen her in a sneaker. IRL.
You don't see her at 5:30 in the morning. Tanya.
Yes.
Who do you want to see rocking the larger-than-life tulle ruffle moment?
Okay. First of all, I'm just a huge Regina King fan, stan. So I picked her, and I wanted to put her in the space hogging. I just feel like she looks great in gowns like this and having some fun, taking up the space, the space which she deserves.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
It looks pretty chic, right?
Love. It looks chic. Wow. But you know what? Regina's got that body. She ain't about to hide it under that volume.
Well, the arms.
But you see the body on top.
Yeah, her arms. Yeah, I mean, her arms are like.
It's always the arms.
Yeah,
always.
It's like.
She never hides
it. What is it? Chic on top, party on the bottom? Or no, that's a mullet.
You could have a whole glam squad underneath that skirt.
Erin.
Yes.
Who do you want to put in what trend?
Well, you know, let's talk about the Fierce Florals. Mm. Besides us in them, I'm thinking Viola Davis. She's not new to the Oscars. Ooh. Like, she's got to make a statement. I would love to see her in some bright, bold colors, patterns. Like, I'm thinking a dress from Christopher John Rogers, who is my favorite designer of the moment.
Fave.
Show us the florals.
Oh.
Love.
Simon Cowell, what do you think about this choice?
Simon says it's really, like, obviously, Christopher and John Rogers, amazing. Viola is also a firm proponent of young black designers. This dress on her would be killer, and I love that silhouette.
Mm-hmm.
However, I would kind of like to see little Amanda in this, too.
Oh, I could see that, too.
Right? She's wearing this, like, silvery McQueen number here in the last Oscars, which was way back when.
Oh.
I kind of like this silhouette on her.
I can see that.
The corset, the big bustle at the hips, the extreme.
It is pretty. And it's a lot different from what we've seen her in because she has been gone so old Hollywood this season.
Yeah, right. We love
so
an old Hollywood look, though.
Yeah,
love
Elizabeth Stewart's her stylist, and she's been nailing it. But yeah, maybe it's a departure. Who knows?
Well, you know, I was a big girl this COVID. I was eating everything. And mint chocolate chip is one of my favorite things. Mm. So who I want to see in mint is Miss Angela Bassett bringing that melanin. She always does these strong colors, like these very like strong pinks, blacks, golds. Gorgeous. And I want to see her in something a little bit softer that has a little bit of illusion to it. So this Valentino gown makes Miss Angela look like the queen of Egypt right here. Like, look at this.
I mean,
look at Nefertiti walking out of that thing.
Because when I was at first envisioning all the fabric, I was like, no, great body, don't cover it. And now I'm like, damn.
Because it's the cheekbones, it's always, she always has this slick hair or this big wild hair, but I would do the slick hair in the back. I would let the face and the skin just talk for itself. Mm-hmm. And she's not one of those people that needs all this jewelry to make, you know, a moment. What do you think about that?
I actually spoke to her stylist, Jennifer Austin, this morning.
Oh, well, tell us more.
Well, you're not gonna be disappointed. So her mission is, she has to top the 2018. I don't know the color, but I do know it's gonna be lots and lots of chiffon. Clouds of chiffon.
Ooh. By the way, Zanna with the plugs, okay?
I know.
Zanna with the plugs.
Wait, Zanna, I actually have a question. As a stylist, do they try to like every year top, like, or do they want to do something different? Or do they always like, if they know it looks good on them, do they try and stay safe?
I think if they're smart, they stay safe. And like they stay into the formula that works for them.
Yeah.
But then also you see the progression through all the awards, right? So you go from the Golden Globes to the last one, which is the Oscars. So really going to go for it. And also this has been such a strange season.
Yeah.
I've seen most people in like literally hoodies and sweatpants and ball gowns with slippers. So
it's gonna be a fun time.
I like the dress code. I like that they sent that email because I'm not gonna lie, I'm like a little bit over it too.
We're all ready for it. I think it's much needed exuberance and fun and wearable optimism.
Exactly. I think you're absolutely correct. Thank you so much for joining us
today. Thank you for having me.
I heard there's a lot going on.
Just a little.
What's the E Hall of Fame, the Fashion Hall of Fame?
Okay, so you cannot forget that everyone at home can actually vote for the E Fashion Hall of Fame. So your options are at home.
Charlize Theron, red carpet arrival, and from 2016. Mm.
That's good.
Good,
that's
right? Good. Regina King and Lady Gaga, 2019.
Ooh.
And finally, Mr. Brad Pitt in 2020.
Ooh.
The poll is live on E! News Twitter account, and you've got until Sunday at 1 p.m. Pacific to vote. And I'll be revealing the winner on the red carpet on Sunday night here on E!
Oh my God, no one did it better than Brad Pitt. But coming up, how to throw an Oscar party like a star. We're making some amazing dishes and cocktails inspired by this year's nominees. Thank you.
Fun.
All together, yeah.
Leslie Odom Jr. is Oscar's breakout star.
Movies like One Night in Miami don't come along so often.
The movie scored him 2 nods, Best Original Song and Best Supporting Actor as the late singer Sam Cooke.
All day long this singing too.
Acting, singing, dancing, the guy does it all. On Broadway at 17, a Grammy and a Tony for Hamilton, and the man can dress like the best on a red carpet.
It's a wonderful time to be creating and making work.
An Oscar win would put the 39-year-old one award away from the EGOT.
It's about going with your creativity and wherever your as high as your talent can take you.
Our favorite entertaining expert, Paul Zahn, is back to show us how to throw the ultimate Oscars brunch. Now, Paul, I don't know how you're going to outdo Grammys, because that was epic. But what's the first thing we need when we're setting up our Oscars brunch?
Absolutely. We need to set the tone with some decor. So inspired by the nominated film. So right here, we have 2 items. The first is inspired by Mank, which is all about old Hollywood films, stuff like that. So we have a megaphone, and then we have a clapboard right here.
Did you see how cute this
clapboard is? The cutest thing ever. I don't think you understand. I love a themed party, and like, this is the cutest thing ever.
And what you can do is, if you're doing a seated situation, this can be a place card. So everyone gets one, right?
That is adorable. Okay. I love that.
And then next up, we have a floral arrangement with the fun gold at the bottom, and then we have some gardenias. Gardenias were worn by Billie Holiday in her hair. Andra Day slayed the screen. So this is an homage to Billie Holiday and Andra Day.
Wow, really tying it all together. Yeah. Okay, so once the decorations are set, it's cocktail time, right? Okay, Bloody Marys are a must for brunch, but you put an Oscars twist on this one. So what are we making?
We are making a Minari Mary. So Minari is a Korean word for water celery. It was pivotal in the movie, and it's going to be pivotal with the cocktail.
Well, it better be, girl, because I like a good Bloody Mary, so it better be good.
So we are going to ice up a mixing tin like so. Then we have some Bloody Mary mix that's actually green. So we're gonna pour the Bloody Mary mix in, 3 ounces like so.
And is this green tomatoes in here?
This is tomatillos, yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
And then we do have some celery juice and lime juice. We are gonna add that in, get that Minari situation going.
Okay.
Then my favorite part, the best part, vodka. Yes. We're gonna add in 1.5 ounces of vodka.
Okay. And if you want a Bloody Maria, you just use tequila, right?
See, you're a master mixologist.
Wow.
What's the brown stuff?
We are gonna Worcestershire sauce.
Oh, yeah.
I can never say that. But there we go. And then we are gonna give this a good shake.
Make sure the top is on.
I'm a really good cook, if you can tell.
Well, now you have cocktails under your belt. Uh-huh. And we are going to pour that into a glass rimmed with some tahini to give it some of that spice.
Spilling everywhere.
How are you doing, Tanya?
Yeah.
My master mixologist over there.
My bloody's not coming out.
Uh-oh. Well, you can take the top off and just pour it. And there you go.
A Minari Mary.
Oh, nice.
And a pro tip, batch these up, put them in pitchers, so while you're watching the Oscars, you can still enjoy some signature cocktails.
Mm. This is good.
Good, right?
I love this. I love this. Now that we have our drink, we need something to serve at this brunch.
Absolutely. So we're going to do an award-winning breakfast bowl. So we have, on medium heat, we have some coconut oil in here. Mm-hmm. We've whisked up 2 eggs with some coconut milk. So we're just going to pour that in there.
I've never used coconut milk in eggs before. The coconut's
going to come around in a second. Then we have some cheese from Wisconsin. Wisconsin is next to Illinois, the trial of the Chicago 7.
I love the detail.
I love that Paul thinks about it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's really cute. So the cheese just goes right on top like so.
Throw the cheese in. We're sizzling here.
And for our lactose intolerant girls, you get an alternative.
Such as myself, but it's fine, you know?
Yes. And if you're a vegan, you know, Gardein has some meatless beef that's perfect. You could just sub that in. We have some salt and pepper. We're going to throw that in there.
Okay. Cheese and beans, you know, that's really going to do me well.
Ain't nobody anybody going on a date after this Oscars.
No. Keeping it real solo.
Okay, well, that scrambles. We are going to take our bowl. We're going to put in 1 cup of rice, like so.
Oh, okay.
And then we are going to bring in some more Miami elements for one night in Miami. This bowl would be perfect after wow. one night out in Miami.
Ooh, I love
this. So we are going to add in 1/2 cup of beans, okay. like so. Then we have 1/4 cup of pico de gallo.
Ooh. Okay.
And then we have some plantain or platanos. Again, giving that Miami vibe.
I love it. I've never even, plantains and eggs, yep. I never even thought about it.
Now, how's your scramble looking over there,
Justin? Well, my plate is not on, I don't think okay. so. So my scramble's looking like more like a slow roast.
So you're gonna do the vegan bowl.
I'm gonna do the vegan bowl. Or I might steal some of your eggs.
Okay,
you have some of my eggs.
I love it. So as that cooks up, we will transfer that onto the bowl. And then we have an avocado chimichurri sauce to finish it with.
And we all have one already made
and
right here.
And we have one made, so we can pop that this. Off and try that. Again, giving it some one night in Miami, one day in Miami vibe, everything
yum,
like that.
Yum, yum.
The plantain, y'all.
Yum.
It's good, right?
The plantain yep. and the egg.
Wait, I'm not going to lie. I don't eat cheese, but mine looks really, really
it's
delicious.
It's good. And the pepper jack gives it a little of that jalapeno, that spice. So it's got that coconut, the spice. It's Miami. This has Miami written all over it.
I'm ready for the desserts.
Okay. Yeah. Right. That's my favorite part.
It is all about the golden night with the Oscars. So why not come up with a DIY little donut situation here? And to take things one step further, you can set up a little station. So after you guys eat before the show, you can do a DIY donut station to create some golden donuts. Super easy. Just take some gel in a glazed donut like so.
And that's edible. That gel is edible.
It's all edible. It's all edible. And then you pop it in like this. And voila, and then we are going to finish it with some edible gold.
Wait, this spray. Is the cutest thing ever.
Paul, you're moving into my house. Paul is moving into my house.
And you know what's so
house.
Fun is like an in. Activity, having an activity for your friends to do while you're like enjoying, it's right. so fun.
But it's also having something for them to take home. Like, oh, I'm gonna make this and I'm gonna take this home and enjoy this in the privacy of my own home.
Yes.
Paul, you are always a pleasure. Tell everybody where they can find you.
Find me on Instagram, Paulzahn or paulzahn.com.
I'm telling you right now, cheers. Paul has the best ideas on a weekly basis. But up next, the great Oscars debate, who will win versus who should win? We're breaking it down with our movie expert when we return. All right, let's jump into who will win versus who should win tomorrow. Rotten Tomatoes award season editor Jacqueline Coley is joining us live to tell it like it is. This woman is batting pretty close to 100 right now with her predictions. Let's start off with Best Picture. Who will win and who should win?
Okay, I will say this is going to be a tough year to decide out who will win and who should win, but I'm going to say Nomadland will win. This is the Chloe Zhao, Frances McDormand. She would make history, Frances McDormand, for being a Best Actress and Producer if she wins both, but I'm saying that one's going to win. But I would really love it if Minari is the one that would win. I absolutely loved this Korean immigrant tale. Steven Yeun has been on a tear since The Walking Dead. And that kid, Alan Kim, his cuteness is only rivaled by Eugene Yeun's just complete Estelle Getty grandmother. I love her and everything she does. That's going to be a great acceptance speech as well, I have a feeling.
Thank you so much for saying that they should win. I'm with you. I know that it probably won't, but Minari was just such a good picture this year. Okay, but we got to talk about Best Leading Actress. This one is a huge category.
Yeah, and it's really difficult too because this is incredible competition. I'm going to go ahead and say that I believe Viola Davis is going to be the one who is going to win. She's Queen Viola Davis. She's been nominated so many times and she has not won on many of the occasions when I thought that she should, but I think that Carey Mulligan is actually going to be the one that takes it home this weekend. She of course stars in Promising Young Woman with Emerald Fennell. Yeah, I really would love if Viola Davis won, but it seems after that Critics Choice win and now last night with the Independent Spirit, probably going to be Carey Mulligan.
Oh, well, what do you think about Best Supporting Actress? Because that's always one of my favorites.
Okay, for Best Supporting Actress, I already kind of buried the lead a little bit and told y'all early, but I think Yujin Young is going to be the one that takes it home for this one. And she's just so incredible. She's known as the Korean Meryl Streep in her nation.
Yes.
And in actuality, she's also so very, very funny. If you remember her Baptist speech where she talked about the Brits being snobby, yeah. That is just quintessentially her. And she's also one I think should win. She should win. Sorry, Glenn Close.
She's so lovable in that film. It's just like, wait, I kind of want you to be my granny.
Exactly.
Okay, and best actor. I think that we all have our prediction on this one, but talk to us about it.
Okay, so for this one, it's going to be Chadwick Boseman. I will go ahead and say that Chadwick has been essentially running away with it this year, and his partner has been on hand to accept these various awards. This is not just a fitting tribute to his legacy and everything he did as an actor, but his performance in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom is just incredible. It is stunning. It is just visceral, and it's the person who should win as well. I know folks are behind Anthony Hopkins. Ooh. There's a lot of folks behind Riz Ahmed and Steven Yeun, but I'm going to give it to Chadwick, not just for what he did on screen, but also for his entire body of work.
I love you for that. I feel like the hardest category in this whole race is Best Supporting Actor, because there are so many great performances in this. Who do you think will take it and who should take it?
Okay, so for this one, it's very easy because the person who should is also the person who will. I'm talking about Daniel Kaluuya. I think he should have won when he was nominated for Get Out. So this is a fitting tribute that he's going to finally get his gold statue. And he should win for his performance in Judas and the Black Messiah. He totally embodied every aspect of Fred Hampton's charisma, his politics, his fire, and how he was really able to inspire an entire nation of young Black youth to ask for more and be better, and then was tragically betrayed by the informant, William O'Neill, played by Lakeith Stanfield.
Yeah, and I also want to see that acceptance speech, because we know what happened at the Golden Globes. You did me dirty.
Where was that Wi-Fi?
Where was that? We won't have Wi-Fi.
I don't know.
Rich people always have issues with Wi-Fi. I've said it time and time again.
Not the Oscars. Okay, really quickly, best director, who's it going to?
Okay, this one's the easiest one because she's literally swept every single award on our awards leaderboard over at RottenTomatoes.com. Chloe Zhao for Nomadland. The woman has not lost all season, and people have fallen in love, both critics and audiences, with this heartfelt tale of a woman who sort of searches for herself after living in a van due to financial hardship. So she's going to win, she should win, and she will make history as the very first woman of color to take home that Oscar.
Oh my God, yes. I hope you are correct. Thank you, Jacqueline. We'll see you again tomorrow for E's brunch at the Oscars.
Yes.
And also on the after party.
Woo!
You better get these coins, Jacqueline.
Yeah, I'm gonna be with you guys. I'm gonna be with y'all all day. I can't wait. I'm just so excited to be there. Oscars, y'all, let's do it.
She better get this coin. But still ahead, how well do people really know this year's nominees and presenters? Well, we're hitting the streets of Hollywood to find out. That is next. There are a lot of famous faces in this town, so it's easy to confuse Tom Cruise with Brad Pitt.
Huh?
Is it?
Huh?
But that's what happened when Victor Cruz hit the streets to give an Oscars quiz.
Can you guess this Oscars nominee? She's nominated for her performance in Mank this year.
Oh, I know her.
She was Karen in Mean Girls.
I know the movie.
Everyone knows Mean Girls.
Right? What's her name? Amber.
Close.
No.
Starts with an A.
I know it does.
I'm about to be free.
Can you guess this Oscars presenter? Hint number one, he won an Oscar last year for Best Supporting Actor.
I don't have a name for that. I don't know.
He's been married to Jennifer Aniston and Angelina Jolie.
No, I don't even know who that is, but that might be... It's a dude?
It is a dude.
Tom Cruise?
I don't think so. I don't know that one.
What'd he say?
He said Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck. He was married to Jennifer Aniston and Angelina Jolie. Do you know who those two
were? Oh, wait.
It's
not Brad Pitt, is it?
Can you guess this Oscars presenter? Hint one, she was the first African-American to win Best Actress Oscar in 2002.
What's her name?
Hint number two is she was a Bond girl in 2002 as well. Mm. Hint number three, she starred in Catwoman and X-Men.
Oh. I was born in 2002. This is all you.
Oh, man.
This is all you.
Oh, man, we got some Gen Zers here. He knows it.
I swear.
Are you looking for her star?
Halle Berry?
Oh. Her star's right over there. You are correct.
Coming up, it's our turn to play Oscars trivia. Do you know which nominee has co-starred with Leo and Ryan Gosling? Mm-hmm. See if you can beat us in this game coming up next. Welcome back to Daily Pop Oscar Special. Don't forget, the Oscars are on ABC at 8 p.m. Eastern tomorrow, and we will have you covered all day here on E! Starting at 3 Eastern. Now, let's do a little Oscars trivia to see how much you guys actually know about these nominees.
Let's do it.
Are you
Come
ready?
On, bring it, baby.
All right.
Yeah, bring it on, Aaron.
Oh, Carissa's back. First question, which nominee has co-starred with Leo and Ryan Gosling? That's gonna go to Aaron first.
C, Carey Mulligan.
Oh, no, I think it's A, Amanda Seyfried.
Let's see. Oh, C, Carey Mulligan. We have one for Miss Rhodes.
Miss Rhodes.
Mrs. Rhodes, actually.
Oh, there she goes with that ring again.
Take that ring out of my face.
Yeah.
Which Oscar nominee refused to do an interview for 10 years and Beyonce is not in it?
Frances McDormand.
Oh.
What are you gonna say, Tanya?
Frances McDormand. That's
you know
girl.
What? It is Frances McDormand.
You gotta be quick. You gotta be
oh,
quick.
I lost that one?
Yes.
Oh.
There you go. All right.
Tanya, wrong time.
Which actress once got an Oscar nomination with just 8 minutes of screen time? Tanya.
Viola Davis.
And the answer is Viola Davis, you got it.
Yay!
Don't
Good
jump too hard.
Too.
One
Good
of your
hinges
might pop out. Okay.
They don't pop out, they're sewn in, thank you.
Ooh! Which actor once appeared in a Microchips commercial before he was nominated for an Oscar? It goes to Miss Rhodes on this one.
Sacha Baron Cohen. I know for a fact.
Oh, well, shit.
Oh.
Yay! Am I the winner yet?
Not yet. Hold on. We still got some more to go. Tanya could still come back. It is 3-1.
Can she?
We have a few questions left. And yes, Tanya can.
Because you know what?
What?
You can do whatever you put your mind to.
Oh.
You hear that?
I was
going to say you know a lot of useless information. Like, which nominee is also a distant cousin of the late Princess Diana? Go right ahead. There's only one Brit in there. You better say it. Who's the one Brit?
Glenn
she
Close.
Was in the crown. No, Tanya.
I'll take it. And it is Emerald.
Tanya.
Wait.
Tanya, can we get the answer?
Wait, I think I won.
I think it's Glenn Close, actually.
Who is it? Is it really Glenn Close?
Wait, who
oh,
is
my
it?
God. You got it. It's Glenn Close.
So wait, she's still behind, though.
No. She can tie it with this one. Oh. She can tie it.
You know what? And
she
you were giving it. Me so much shade for that answer. I just, like, need to just take a moment. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. Thank you. I feel a team up happening here, and I'm here. I'm ready.
Okay, to tie it, which nominee proudly claimed actress Felicia Rashad as her career mentor? As their career mentor. Tanya, you buzzed in on this one. I hope you have the answer.
Maria Bakalova.
Said Felicia Rashad.
I have.
Come here.
Chadwick.
Can we see the answer? Chadwick Boseman. I don't think Maria Bakalova knows who Felicia Rashad is.
You know why I guessed it? Because you said she, and I thought that was a Freudian slip, wink, and nod for me. So I was like, okay, Maria.
Oh, my God. You guys, don't miss all the Oscars coverage tomorrow. Then Monday on Daily Pop, we have all the backstage secrets and everything you didn't see on TV, plus our brand new interview with the one Michael B. Jordan, and he was shirtless, so you definitely want to check this out. Tanya, most exciting thing you ready to see tomorrow?
Riz Ahmed.
Aaron?
The fashion! Give me the florals.
You know what? I'm going to give you Brad Pitt. I think anytime he comes on stage, we are ready. You guys, you don't want to miss it. Watch E! Tomorrow. We'll see you on Daily Pop on Monday.